Blog Talk Radio.
Walk with me.
Hallelujah. Welcome.
Down these troubled roads, we stumbled into. We're all in it, staying together. We're gonna make it through. If you walk with me, I'll
walk with us.
With you. Be
walk
there
with
for
Jesus.
Me. I'll be there for you.
Walk
when
with Jesus.
Riding out of hope when we don't know what to do. Like a candle in the darkness, shining bright and true. Be there for me. I'll be there for you.
Thank you.
Oh, everything is gonna be all right. You and me got better days coming. It's gonna be all right.
Walk with me.
With you. I know the rain of the day will bring tomorrow's doom. Where we can't see where we're going, what the world is coming to. You walk with me.
Hallelujah.
I'll walk with you. It'll be alright. Walk with me.
Walk with Jesus. Walk with the Holy Ghost. Walk with the nice angels, guardian angels, ministry angels, warrior angels, the best daddy, Abba Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Block Talk Radio with myself, Pastor Fran, also known as Pastor Sapphire, also known as Pastor Real, but better known as Faithful Servant. That's what people tell me, and that's what I want them to tell me. That's what I want them to witness. I want them to witness a faithful servant. Not a pastor, not an apostle, not a believer, not a Christian. No, a faithful servant to Jesus Christ of Nazareth and with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. That's who Jesus Christ said that he would do, that he would leave behind. So before we go even further, as I always stay in prayer and always staying in communion with the Holy Spirit, I thank the Holy Spirit for ordering my steps. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you know everyone that is listening, everyone that's going to listen in the future, everyone that's going to listen after the trumpet has sound. But Holy Spirit, you and I have an agreement that we don't want no one to be left behind. We don't want no one to get the mark of the beast, which they're going to try to give it through the virus. But Holy Spirit, you know the hearts, you know the souls, you know the purpose, you know the suffering, you know the dysfunction, you know the suppressed, those that are suppressed, which are now depressed, those that are leaning on their own understanding, those that are suffering, those that are frustrated, those that have lost doubt. We thank you, Lord, that through you, in you, and around you, there is no suffering, there is no frustration, there is no doubt, there's no baggage, because with your love, love conquers all. So, Father God, as you have instructed me through the Holy Spirit that's in me, that we are to get deeper, deeper into the spiritual truth and why we need to wake up. speaking to the Spirit. We need to speak to the Spirit. Speak first to the Holy Spirit and speak to those spirits that come to destroy us, to give us doubt, to give us fear, to give us sickness, to give us shortage, to give us, my Lord, ugly stuff. So we come in agreement that the Spirit of the Lord is in us. We come in agreement with Romans 10:9 that says that we confess Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, and believe in our hearts that God raised Jesus from the dead, that we will be saved, because it is with our mouth that we confess and our heart that we believe. So we believe that Jesus Christ died when he had no sin. We believe that Jesus Christ died for our sins and paid the penalty. We believe that he paid a bond for us, and that bond is an eternal bond, that no longer does he have to pay that bond again, because he paid it on the cross. He was our bond servant. He is our attorney. He took the rights away from the previous attorney, the enemy, and now we have a new attorney, and his name is Jesus Christ, and he's in heaven right now, sitting at the right hand of Father God. But he left the Holy Spirit behind to comfort us, to guide us, to direct us, to help us, that we are not to have doubt, but to have faith, that we are to believe, that we are to activate our belief, activate the word of God, activate the promises of God, and give testimony of our Savior, who's not dead, who's not on the cross, who is alive, who left the Holy Ghost behind, the Holy Spirit behind, that the Holy Spirit gives us divine knowledge, divine discernment, and show us how to do what we need to do and when to do it, divine knowledge, so that we could focus our destiny in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. So, Father God, once again, I lift up everyone that will be listening to this radio show for your glory and honor, so they could get deeper spiritual truth through your word and through your spirit, because it's the Holy Spirit that I have invited into my mind, my soul, my spirit, into my mouth, out my mouth. The Holy Spirit is the one that I invite into the airways, into the atmosphere, into the internet, into Facebook, into every avenue that this radio show will go to, every podcast, those that I have agreed with and those that I don't agree with, Lord. All I want, Lord, is for your word to go forth, your message to go forth, my Lord, your healing to go forth, your demonstration of your love to go forth, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that now you not only give demonstration, but you give application and explanation. So, Lord, we know, my Lord, that many, my Lord, by their faith, my Lord, in your word, my Lord, were healed. You told that man, take up your bed, and he took up his bed. You told the lady, my Lord, that bled, my Lord, that she would not bleed no more, she didn't bleed no more. You told me that by my faith I'm healed, and you've healed me so many times. You told me that you are my Lord, that you're my Savior, that you're my husband. I thank you, Lord, that you have been my Lord. You have been my Savior. You have been my husband. You are my best friend. You are the only husband I know. I don't want it to be the only husband I ever know, but you are the only husband I know, Lord. And, Lord, I know, as you have taught me over and over again, to be careful for what I pray for. And I pray for a husband, but I pray for a Boaz, not a lazy ass. I pray for one, my Lord, that we will both be attracted to each other, Lord, that we will both, my Lord, be an investment and a compliment to each other. And all those listeners that listen, if you're praying for your mate, pray specifically for your mate. Because you might be praying for a husband and it's going to be the worst nightmare you ever have. But in the name of Jesus Christ, pray specifically. Pray in order. Pray with structure. Go behind the gates. Go on your knees and restore your life by praying specifically and strategically and commanding that God's will be done in your life, not the will of the enemy. We are about kingdom business. We are about kingdom business, and the kingdom of God will be done in your life and not the kingdom of the enemy. Time for spiritual truth, spiritual devotional time. So do not let anything distract you from continuing listening to this segment and listen to it to the end, because the enemy does not want you to listen. The enemy wants you to be in error. The enemy wants you to be in depression, in being suppressed, depressed. The enemy wants you to commit suicide, but the Lord wants you to live for eternity. The Lord wants to give you the heart's desires. He wants to come in agreement with what you want, as long as it's to your benefit. He wants to come in agreement with your destiny, because he knows your destiny will glorify the kingdom of God. Your destiny will give you a great return. Your destiny has great symptoms. Your destiny is in communion with the will of God, the purpose of God. He will not have you suffer. He will not have no shortage upon you. He will be with you through every storm in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. So be encouraged in the name of Jesus Christ that this segment was specifically, strategically meant for you, because you want to get deeper, deeper into the truth and why we need to wake up. What is really going on in the spiritual realm, and what is a corrective, productive, constructive action that each individual needs to do at this time, at this hour? Because there's a reason for this season, and the book of Ecclesiastes says there's a reason for all things. And right now, in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, I've lifted this prayer to our Lord, our Savior, the Commander-in-Chief in our lives. And I thank you, Lord, that everyone that listens to this segment, my Lord, that will come in agreement with your word, your purpose, your destination. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that these are prospering times. These are the times that you're going to show signs and wonders to the unbeliever. Who is our God? Who is our Savior? Who is our bank account? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for the life angels that are encamped on every listener, the guardian angels, the ministry angels, the warring angels, and that you give everyone that listens to this segment a blood transfusion, the blood of Calvary, where the enemy cannot be, where sickness and illness cannot be, where demonic spirits cannot be. I plead the blood of the Lamb on every doorpost of everyone that will listen to this segment, and that in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, wonderful counselor, great physician, whatever name you want to call our Savior, that he be encamped in your mind, your heart, and your soul, and that you will share this episode with someone that needs to hear from God, not from me, but from God. In Jesus' name I pray. So once again, I'm going to go real quick because time is short in the name of Jesus Christ, but you will go further in referencing to the scriptures that I will give you. I'm going to start right now. It's 2:42 on a Monday, and I'm going to start with Ecclesiastic chapter 11, verse 6. And it says this, as the word is already blessed. It says, in the morning, sow your seed, and in the evening, do not withhold your hand, for you do not know which will prosper, either this or that, or whether both alike will be good. Meditate on that for a minute. Meditate. Meditate. And now I'm going to go on to the next scripture that I'm going to use, both of them, for the glory and honor of God. I'm going to connect them together so that you will know what God is saying this afternoon. In Matthew's 13, verse 24, the word of God says this, for his glory and honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the parable of the wheat and the tares. I want you to know that Jesus speaks in parables, and I speak in parables. And sometimes I use objects, props, to demonstrate the purpose and the power of the lesson that I want to be in your heart. But more important, I want you to activate that power of authority. I want you to demonstrate the power of authority and the power of knowledge. In the name of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 13, 24, it says, another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men sleep, again, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. I'll read it again. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field, but while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and his way. But when the grain has sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared. So the servant of the owner came and said to him, "Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares?" He said to them, "An enemy has done this." The servant said to him, "Do you want us to go and gather them up?" But he said, "No, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together into the harvest. And at the time of harvest," brothers and sisters, listen to this, "I will say to the reaper, first, gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them. Those that have eyes that see and ears that hear," listen to what the word of God is saying. I'm going to repeat it again. Verse 30, "Let both grow together until the harvest. And at that time of harvest, I will say to the reaper, first, gather the tares and bind them in the bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn." Hallelujah. The word is blessed. The word gives us knowledge. The word gives us revelation. The word is a parable. The word is a drama. The word is instructions. The word is our oxygen to restore our lives, to assure us of eternal life in heaven. We could take this parable and we could align it with so much. Associate the weed, the soil. Associate the bad and the good living together. Associate the bad and the good spending a lot of time together. Identify that the bad and the good has different destiny. The bad and the good grow together, live together, sleep together, eat together. The good and the bad are in the church. The good and the bad are in the prison. The good and the bad are in the police department. The good and the bad are in the hospital. God already knew that. God said in his word further on in the book of Matthew, chapter 35, it says, "That it might be filled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things kept secret from the foundation of the world." Brother, sister, believer, spectator, participator, wolf, sheep. This is deep spiritual truth and why we need to wake up. The word of God said they were sleeping. People spiritual sleeping. There's no time. It said it in verse 25, "But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares." While you sleeping, while you're waking up, the enemy is having a party with you. Many of those that say that they're believers but do not have the word in their heart, they're sleeping. How do you know they're sleeping? By their actions. By what comes out their mouth. See, today is about winning souls. It's not about lies. It's about souls, because Jesus is at the door. And he has allowed us to be around the good and the bad. He's allowed us to grow up around the good and the bad. He's allowed us to be reared, not raised, because we raise cows. He's allowed us to be working with people that have moral values and those that don't. He's allowed us to be around our neighbors to see the good ones and the bad ones, the wicked ones, the religious ones. He's allowed us to see the real politician and the one that's a pimping the pulpit. He is demonstrating to us who's for real and who's not. He's letting us know that those that are in spirit and truth, they're not lacking anything. Those that are in spirit and truth have no disease, have no illness, have no sickness. Those that are in spirit and truth are happy, are celebrating that Jesus Christ is coming for his church, is coming for his faithful ones. So we thank you, Lord, that there were families that people classify them with ADHD, dysfunctional, mental illness, but during this time, they are survivors. They're activating their gifts, their hidden talents. They're making face masks. They're surviving. They're out there hustling legally in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. They're not no dry bones. They're out there feeding the homeless. They're not saying, well, coronavirus is getting higher and higher and higher, so I must run, run, run. No, they say if the coronavirus is going higher, the power of God is even higher. Our God is greater than coronavirus. Our God is greater than the AIDS virus. Our God is greater than the Spanish flu. Our God is greater than any terrorist. He is the great I am. He is the great physician. He's the chief officer command in the army that I serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as I am running out of time, I must go into prayer right now in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you want to continue to be a survivor, if you want to continue to stay in the presence of the Lord, if you want to continue to identify that there's good and bad, and there's good and bad in all areas of our life, but we need to be around the good and not the bad. The bad, we go to feed them spiritual food, to feed them physical food, but we don't live with them, we don't sleep with them, we don't kiss them, but we love them from a distance in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Remember, they both grow together, but what does the Lord do? He takes out the good and he takes them to eternity, and then they burn themselves by leaning on their own understanding. It's not even just the word of God, is a prophecy of what is happening today and what will happen very soon when the trumpets sound. As the word of God says in verse 30, let both grow together into the harvest. And at the time of harvest, I will say to the reaper, first, gather together the tares and bind them. In this case, many will have their head cut off if they want to enter the kingdom of God after we're gone, me and you, because I'm going to believe everybody that hears my voice and the message of God, that their name is written in the book of life and it's going to stay there. And the enemy did not want you to stay there. He wanted you to remove your name from the book of life. He wanted you to renounce Christ, because that's how you get your name removed. The book of Revelation says anyone who takes away or adds to his word, will their names will be taken away from the book of life, and they will receive all the plagues in this book. So the corona is a plague. So right now, I want everyone to receive this word. And if you have turned your back on God, if you believe that you're part of the bad and not the good, rebuke that in the name of Jesus Christ and say, I'm not bad, I'm good. Say, the bad call me boss. That's me. I had to put that in there. I'm a sinner in need of forgiveness. I need to stay focused on God's word. And right now, I want to pray for you, your family, your neighbors. I want God to restore your life through the Holy Spirit, through the life angels. I want God to reduce your suffering, your frustration, your poverty, your sickness, your illness and disease. I want the Holy Ghost to release his mouth into your brain, into your soul, into your spirit. I want the Holy Ghost to arrest everything around you and demonstrate to you the power and authority that you have. Take up. Wake up. Stand up. demonstrate the power that's in you in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Rebuke everything around you that is not of God. Bind and cast out every thief that tries to come to steal your finances, your happiness, your love in the name of Jesus Christ, according to John 10:10. Bind and expose and cast out any demon that would try to steal, that's trying to be undetected, that's trying to hide, to come into your life, to come into your neighborhood, to come into your family, according to 2 Samuel 19:3. Ask the Lord to cleanse your temple and drive out any thief from your life. You might be the worst enemy in your life. Ask the Lord to deliver you, to liberate you, to renew your mind, your soul, and your spirit. Ask him to stand against everything that comes against you, to put a flood against the enemy as he tries to come into your life, a flood with the blood of the Lamb. Remember, me and you, are battle axe and weapons of war. Me and you are weapons of war against the enemy, according to Jeremiah 51:20. I'm enlisting you right now into the Lord's army, and I'm letting the enemy know that they have lost the war in heaven, according to Revelation 12:7, that the Holy Spirit is teaching your hands to war and your fingers to fight, according to Psalms 144:1, that you are an end-time warrior and that God is going to use you as a weapon against the enemy, according to 2 Chronicles 11:1, that the weapons of your warfare are not carnal but mighty through you, through the pulling down of strongholds, according to 2 Corinthians 10:4, that you know, like beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you do not have a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and sound mind, that you do not war after flesh, but after the spirit, according to 2 Corinthians 10:3. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you have pursued my brother, my sister's enemies, and you have overtaken them, and you will not let them come and consume my brother, my sister, my family, my enemies. Lord, you tell us over and over again to pray for enemies. Lord, expose any children of the devil that would try to come into our church, into our home, into our business, according to Acts 13:10. And Lord, remove all malice and wickedness that has come into our lives, that are trying to come into our lives, because we know that the enemy plans every day. The enemy goes to you every day asking permission, Lord. But right now, Lord, I activate that power and authority that you have given me and my brother and sister that is on the line, that you do not allow, that you do not give permission to the enemy to do anything to do to our family, our home, our mind, our health, our finances, our neighbors, our nation, our president, our politicians. Lord, Lord, you know all those that are in prison right now, believing in you and trusting in you, that you will give them freedom. So, Lord, we lift up every prisoner right now that's calling on your name, that's trusting in you, that's trusting in your word, that's trusting in your parables, that's your promises, Lord. Lord, reject all false apostolic ministries in the name of Jesus Christ. Reject, my Lord, and put into confusion everyone that's receiving money right now and they want to put it in their pocket and not to the cause, not to the mission, not to the commission. And Lord, please, I ask you, Lord, that we could sleep well, that we will not keep awake by any spirit of restlessness or insomnia, Lord, according to your word in Psalms 3:5, Lord. Lord, help us every day, every minute, every hour to laugh at the enemy through the Holy Spirit, according to Psalms 2:4, Lord. Teach us to do your will and lead us into a land of uprightness, as your word says in Psalms 143:10. Clothe us with the garment of salvation, according to Isaiah 61:10. So our lives be drowned in the sea, according to Exodus 15:4, Lord. And last but not least, Lord, give us wisdom in every area where we lack, according to James 1:5. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. I love you guys. Pray for me, activating the power and authority in me, through me, and around me. Yes, I get attacks, but the more the enemy attack me, the more I activate the power. So he's already lost the fight, and he continues to lose the fight. He's stupid. He's ignorant. And I'm in the Lord's army. Please be in the Lord's army. Let all spirits rooted in fear come out of you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And let all spirits rooted in lust and sexual sin come out of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let all spirits rooted in any part of your body and organs come out in the name of Jesus Christ. And Satan, the Lord rebuke thee according to Zechariah 3:2. Leave my brothers and sisters alone, because Lord has already let you know to get thee hence, Satan, for it is written. Get behind us, Satan, for it is written, according to Luke 4:8. So we thank you, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God, that you will not give permission to the enemy to influence us, to attack us, to possess us, or to do anything that is not within your will. And we thank you that your will is for us to serve you, especially now. So show us, Lord. Teach us. Guide us. Give us dreams and visions of what you want us to do. And we're excited that you're coming soon. So, Father God, we lift up all our brothers and sisters that don't know you, that don't want to know anything about you, and that are running from you. Clothe them with your virtue. Cover them with your robe of righteousness. Let them be clothed with humility. And cover them with wisdom, divine wisdom, for your glory and honor. Reach our brothers, reach our friend, reach our president. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Walk with me.
Walk with me. I'll walk with you. Down these troubled roads we've stumbled into. We're all in it, staying together. We're gonna make it through. If you walk with me, I'll walk with you. Be there for me, I'll be there for you. When we're running out of hope, when we don't know what to do, like a candle in the darkness, shining bright and true. There for me, I'll be there for you. Oh, everything is gonna be alright. Everything is gonna be alright. Cause you and me got better days coming. Yeah, everything is gonna be alright. Walk with me, I'll walk with you. I know the rain of the day will bring tomorrow's doom. Where we can't see where we're going, what the world is coming to. You walk with me, I'll walk with you.
Hallelujah. Until next time, be blessed, stay blessed, and only speak God's promises, not what this world is saying, but what God's word says. In Jesus Christ's name, bless you and your family. Again, keep me in prayer. I need prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.